Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Flyboy.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm very mad at you.
Me, personally.
Whenever I'm out, you always play games that I would love to play. And I feel like you're holding out on me.
Okay.
I would like to play one of your classics if we could here on a loose Friday where there's not much happening. Can we have some fun, baby?
You know what? I think there's one specific one that I always leave you out of, but how could I do this without the animal expert himself? It's time to play Guess That Animal!
Wow!
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I haven't gotten one right.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you something. If I was a basketball team, I'd be down 55.
Well, how do you play, Frog Boy?
Well, sir, I will. You know, we got all the bells and whistles for this one. Usually it's a week that you're off, so I'm kind of half-assed if I'm being honest. But, you know, we got all the bells and whistles today, so I will play a sound for you three. I will give you an option of three different choices that it could be, and I will ask you all to choose what you believe that animal is, and then we will tally up the points at the end and determine who the winner is.
I like it.
All right. Now, I've also added a few different things. Sometimes you're only choosing between animals, but one of the options that I give you could potentially be a person or a thing.
Oh. So
you'll find out more as we continue on, but let's get into animal number one. Ladies and gentlemen, take your best guesses. Here's animal number one. All right.
Wow.
Now, animal number one, is that? Is that a lion?
No.
Okay.
Is that an alligator?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that a crocodile?
Swerve.
I don't really like that because I can't tell the difference between two of those.
Or is it me after Taco Bell?
Definitely you.
No, that was Scooby anytime that JFA puts on her mic. So do we, like, how does the animal game work? Do we all get a guess?
Yes.
Do we get to be unanimous?
I will start with you, Tobin, between an alligator, a lion, or a crocodile. What do you think that is?
That sounded pretty big, which makes me lean crocodile. I'm going to go crocodile over alligator. I feel like it's one of those. I don't think that's a lion. Too obvious.
Do crocodiles get bigger than alligators?
Saltwater crocs do.
Wow.
Leroy? Can I hear again?
Yes.
I'm going alligator because it seems pretty hard to make.
Angry lady.
It's gonna be. It seems pretty hard to make that noise with that little mouth.
Oh, okay. Little mouth on the crocodile.
Bet you the mouth's not gonna look too little if it was right there with all those teeth.
Don't worry. You ain't gotta worry. You ain't gotta worry about me. I ain't an intangible. I ain't gonna be close to it.
Figgy doesn't
ain't
trust
gonna sneak
reptiles.
Up on me.
Figgy would rather
my head is always on the swivel in the wild.
What about on a golf course?
I'm head on the swivel.
That's true. They do invade golf courses.
JVig?
And there's only alligators there. No crocodiles.
I don't think that's true. We got everything down here, dude.
There's no crocodiles on golf course inland.
Can't trust them.
Hmm.
What about in Australia? Right there.
That was definitely some footage of you this morning.
That was post Taco Bell.
So, did JFig guess?
JFig, what is your guess?
No, that was not my guess. I know it's a gator. I just can't tell which one it is. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say alligator.
All right. It is. Let's determine.
Yeah.
Wow. Alligator.
I mean, is it safe to say bigger mouth, deeper voice?
Also, if you notice, the person who's handling this gator kind of tucks in his throat.
I see that
there.
Again.
Tucks in his double chin there. You know, really nice of him. Really kind.
Hey.
Did this man really just say bigger mouth, deeper voice?
Yeah, that's science.
I'm glad you didn't let that slide.
You're a special kind of idiot.
That's science, dude.
Clip that.
That was not necessary.
What's up? What's
number
next,
two,
dog boy?
I finally got one right.
Yes.
And you called me an idiot.
That's Leroy and Figgy got the answer correct. Now let's go to animal two on Guess That Animal.
Guess That Animal.
All right. Do you think this next animal is a lion? Is it a crocodile? Or is it a deer?
A what now? A lion?
A lion, a crocodile, or a deer?
Whoever it is having some blue chew.
Sounds like a real horny animal.
You know what?
There is water in the background, though, so this is confusing.
I'm going crocodile. Ooh,
crocodile on this one. Now, is the little mouth what gave it away, Leroy?
The little mouth.
Couldn't maintain a note. Has to, you know, chop it up into little pieces.
Just hornier than the alligator.
Is that a lion, crocodile, or a deer? Leroy selects crocodile. Figgy, what do you think that is?
Can I hear it again?
Yes.
Man, there's water in the background.
See, that's the thing. She investigates the background too. That's
yeah,
really
I have to investigate
for.
The background.
What All if right. the what if a lion's just being horny by the water? You know, like he's
Very
taking
romantic,
his lioness somewhere
maybe?
Romantic.
I guess we're even now.
I can totally see that.
Maybe it's just snoring.
So, Figgy, you say crocodile on this one?
I guess I can get one wrong. It's fine.
All right, two crocodiles. Tobin, what do you got for this one? Is this a lion, a crocodile, or a deer?
When you say deer, could it be a reindeer?
It could be any kind of deer. Because there's going to be animals that's like, we don't know what the hell this is, but we just know that it's a certain kind of animal.
I didn't hear any of that when I was in Washington, so I'm not going to say deer.
I'm going to go with a deer. I think it's getting horny by the brook.
I think a deer is getting horny by the brook. All right, well, let's find out if that animal is indeed a deer or a crocodile. Let's check it out.
What?
That's right, a European fallow deer.
Wow.
Correct answer there for Tobin.
You about to throw up or something?
Nice.
Is it a mating call?
Calling the
also,
ladies.
He looks like a moose.
Hey, he's like, come over here. Look what I got.
That's a European deer if I've ever seen one.
He's like, I'm all that.
Sounds like the Bucks at the end of game 5.
Also, that's super edited because wow. Right here you can see
What? That's why you think it's edited? The throat thing that's moving in the
He's making the noise when his jugular moves.
No, look, it looks like a mouth. Oh, wait, just kidding. I see it. Wait, no, but there you see. It looks like... Whatever.
That's his Dear Adam's apple.
Hey.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Jennifer.
What?
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club.
I'm getting got?
Welcome to Special Kind of Idiots Anonymous.
Nope. Don't call me an idiot.
That's it.
I call myself an idiot.
All right. So we got a tie game right here. This one could be for all the marbles.
This one's for the marbles. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. Animal number three we have, is this a seal, a tortoise, or a penguin?
A seal, a tortoise, or a penguin?
Tortoise or a penguin?
Seal, tortoise. I'm going to go penguin.
Penguin. All right, Leroy fires out the game.
All of them, actually.
Tobin, is this a seal, a tortoise, or a penguin? I leaned where Leroy was going too. I was going to say penguin. The only thing is, do the same rules apply? Could it be any kind of seal?
Yeah, any kind of seal, any kind of animal.
Part of me wants, some part of me wants to go elephant seal.
That's good. That's good. Yes.
See, that's a vast seal. Yeah, he does. I'm gonna go seal just because I don't want the same answers. Leroy, we got to pick a winner for the game. So right. I will go in that direction.
Seal. All right. Well, looks like J-Fig stuck with a tortoise unless she wants to.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yes, you can. May I also remind you?
Sounds like a penguin, but
yeah.
Turtles sound a little bit like that.
Don't when they grunt are...
I was going to say, remember, these animals can be very horny. So
they could but be horny. I've seen turtles.
They didn't sound like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but this is a tortoise. This is a tortoise, not a turtle.
You know what? For the sake of being mature, I will stay with the one that no one has chosen.
All right.
For all the marbles... To determine who is the winner of Guess That Animal, whether or not this animal is a seal, a tortoise, or a penguin. Let's hear it one more time. And the correct answer is a king penguin.
Ow.
Leroy!
My first victory.
I gave you that game. One because, you know, I used to always
love
them.
True. Me and J-Fig went like, we got like 20 of them.
Yeah.
And I got zero right.
That's incredible. We got to take a break. Mixed bag coming up next.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.